This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A prisoner exchange between Russia and Ukraine is apparently underway. According to AFP, the French news agency, the swap apparently means freedom for the 24 Ukrainian sailors seized by Russia when their ship was off the coast of Crimea last year. Charles Maines reports for VOA in Moscow.
Early Saturday, buses were seen leaving Moscow's Lefortovo prison, and a Ukrainian state plane arrived at Vnukovo Airport in the Russian capital. While the exact number, list, and timing of the prisoner exchange is not yet known, the leaders of both countries have insisted a large-scale trade was imminent in recent days. In the coming days, we will jointly make an announcement, as we agreed with the authorities in Ukraine, said Russian President Vladimir Putin while addressing the prisoner exchange issue at an economic forum in the far eastern city of Vladivostok on Thursday. Putin called the move a good step forward towards the normalization of relations with Ukraine. Recently elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky came to power, promising to bring Ukrainian prisoners in Russia home and end the conflict in East Ukraine. In July, Putin and Zelensky held their first talk since the Ukrainian took office.
That was Charles Maines in Moscow reporting for VOA. Hong Kong leaders are limiting transportation services to the city's airport today, trying to prevent further demonstrations this weekend. Some pro-democracy leaders want more protests, even though earlier this week, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam announced the formal withdrawal of an extradition to China bill, a proposed measure that initially sparked months of political turmoil in the streets of China's semi-autonomous territory. Violence broke out Friday in Hong Kong after demonstrators besieged a police station and a subway stop. Police used tear gas and rubber bullets against them. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to our website, voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use VOA mobile app. Gene Randall, VOA News. The Indian Space Research Organization has announced it lost contact with the Chandrayaan-2 minutes before it was to make a critical touchdown on the surface of the moon. Millions in India stayed awake to watch live images of the soft landing that was to take place and put the lander on the unexplored south pole of the moon at 2 a.m. local Saturday. K. Sivan is the chief of the organization.
Vikram lander descent was as planned and normal performance was observed up to an altitude of 2.1 kilometer. Subsequently, the communications from the lander to ground station was lost. The data is being analyzed.
The spacecraft entered the moon's orbit on August 20th after a six-week journey. Success would have made India only the fourth country, other than the United States, Russia, and China, to land a vessel on the moon and the third to operate a robotic rover on the lunar surface. Britain's House of Lords has approved a bill designed to prevent the country leaving the European Union next month without a divorce agreement. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
Parliament's unelected upper chamber has voted for the bill, which has already been passed by the elected House of Commons. The law, backed by opposition lawmakers and conservative rebels, compels Prime Minister Boris Johnson to ask the EU to postpone Brexit if no divorce agreement is in place by October 19. It will become law within days once it gets the formality of royal assent. Johnson has maintained Britain must leave the bloc on the currently scheduled date of October 31, even if there is no deal. Charles de Ledesma, London.
There is continued anxiety among foreign business owners in South Africa, where they've been victimized by random widespread violence. The Nigerian operator of a car dealership in Johannesburg became one of the victims this week when his business was burned out. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has his story.
Nigerian entrepreneur Basil Onowigbu stands among the charred ruins that once formed his car dealership. He's one of the foreign nationals who in recent days has seen their thriving businesses reduced to ashes. After xenophobic violence saw shops looted, tyres burned and roads blocked in South Africa's Johannesburg. His business was his lifeline. He now has no way to support his family. Police are unable to say what has triggered the attacks, but high unemployment, widespread poverty and income disparities have all been blamed.
That was Lucy Fielder of Reuters. U.S. health officials are again warning people to reconsider their use of e-cigarettes as another person has died from a lung illness, possibly tied to vaping. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Best Music. Today.